From the best-selling Christian Heroes Then and Now series, YWAM Publishing presents Samuel Zwemer, The Burden of Arabia, by Janet and Jeff Benge. Read for you by Tim Gregory. For information about other titles in this outstanding series, please visit our website at ywampublishing.com or call us at 800-922-2143. Chapter 1. Death stared him in the face. Each sailor clung to the side of the large canoe with one arm while trying to bail out water with the other. Everything, including their luggage and the precious cargo of Arabic Bibles, was drenched. The waves were mountainous, each one threatening to capsize the boat.
"We are running ashore until the storm is over. We cannot outrun it,"
the captain yelled above the wind. Sam breathed a sigh of relief. He did not want to drown, and dry land seemed the safest place to be at the moment. Sam watched through the sea spray as two sailors wrestled with the oars to bring the canoe around. Then they began the difficult task of rowing against the wind and current toward shore. It seemed like forever before he felt the bottom of the boat scrape against the sand. The sailors jumped out, half swimming, half walking, and began dragging the boat to the beach. But this proved too much of a struggle for them, and Sam and his traveling companion, Camille, jumped into the sea to help. Working together, they managed to drag the canoe to safety on the beach. Sam shivered as he surveyed the desolate beach on which they had landed. He noticed that the captain looked nervous. The captain's eyes kept looking from side to side as if he were expecting to see something. But there seemed to be no civilization for miles in any direction. 5 minutes later, as Sam crouched beside the canoe, sheltering himself from the weather, two Bedouin men carrying long spears and arrows burst onto the beach. Their appearance was so sudden that Sam could scarcely believe it. Sam stood up. He hoped that the captain would step forward and handle the situation. But the captain and the two sailors stood as still as statues, rooted to the sand and paralyzed by fear. Sam felt his heart thumping as the two Bedouin men walked toward him. The men's menacing spears were pulled back over their shoulders, ready to thrust at Sam at any moment. From the grim look on their faces, the men seemed intent on killing someone. Since Sam was the only non-Arab in the group, they immediately fixed their gaze on him. Sam looked behind him. The storm still raged, and angry waves crashed ashore. There was no escaping back out to sea. Sam and his companions would surely drown if they tried. They had nowhere to run for cover on the beach. Death stared Sam in the face. This was not a situation he had expected to find himself in when he came to Arabia as a missionary 7 months before. It seemed he was about to be killed before he accomplished any of the things he had trained so hard for. He wondered how his family back in the United States would react when they learned that the body of Samuel Zwemer had been found speared to death on a deserted beach on the south coast of the Arabian Peninsula.